Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. I just want to remind everybody that I am going to be in San Diego from the 16th to the 19th of September. I'm actually presenting on the 17th at Hear the Watchman Conference. My friend Jamie Walden's out here. You heard me interview Jamie a ton. And you know how good he is. Lisa Haven, another good friend of mine here from Arizona. She's going to be there as well with her husband, and so it's going to be really kind of like a reunion of me and the friends. Paul Begley will be there as well, so really a good lineup. Now, if you can't get to the conference, you can sign up virtually, and I just wanted to let everybody know. And I hope you can go, because you know, when I went to Steve Quayle's conferences in Branson, people come up and just I would spend an hour just talking to people that were in the audience, and it was fantastic. And I love meeting people that I've communicated with and have followed my work. So I hope that can happen. But if you can't, you can sign up virtually. And just wanted to tell you that it's really easy. Go to Hear, H-E-A-R, hearthewatchman.com, and you'll see a place where you can sign up virtually. And guess what? You get to take 20% off by using my name. Yeah, you can be a name dropper. Dave20 is the coupon code. And you can sign up and watch us virtually. But listen, San Diego this time of year, I'm going to sneak away and do a little beach time. That's how nice it is there this time of year. And there won't be any crowds on the beach. You'll even find a place to park. San Diego is something I know very, very well. I always thought I'd live there, never made it. But I can't wait to do this conference with these great people. And in these critical times, I think it's important that we arm ourselves with knowledge. And I'll be in the audience hearing the presenters. And I got to be honest with you, folks. We need every bit of mental and physical preparation we can get. Time is short. And you saw what Biden did to this country this week when he threw the Constitution out, threatened to trample on governors. He basically said, I'm putting this country under martial law and you'll do what I say or else. Time's short, folks. I mean, that's Civil War talk right there. And Bob Griswold is our guest today, and we're going to be talking about some of that. But again, Hear the Watchman, coupon code Dave20 if you can only attend virtually for 20% off. Bob, welcome to the show. And I know neither one of us in our wildest imagination when we started doing this advocacy work, you know, for our country, did we ever think we'd be at this point internally?
Well, you know, if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 1, it's called the threefold abandonment. And it, you know, because men reject the knowledge of God, he gives them over. And then it says, and once they've been given over to this level of depravity, they still seek greater levels of depravity. And so they go to greater depravity. And then the third stage, it's called the threefold abandonment, God gives them over to a reprobate mind, basically an insane mind. They can't even think normal. I mean, just look at what people think today in face of all empirical science, in face of all fact, they will scream, holler, commit acts of violence against you to prove something that's unprovable because it's false. The earth is flat. I mean, they will argue it and commit violence against you because they cannot accept the empirical science of reality. They've been given over to an insane mind, and they can't even think normal things. So this is what we're seeing, and the danger of it is to all of us, because as these people become more and more insane, they have filled themselves with violence, which I'll get into in just a minute, and so that's what they've watched, violence, violence, violence. They practice violence. And so, Dave, when they've been given over to insanity, and you've practiced violence your whole life or watched it or played it or whatever you've done, you are going to commit those acts of violence. And we see it being played out in Portland, all over the country, Chicago, just people that just go up and randomly beat the daylights out of some unsuspecting soul, you know, steal his clothes, his sneakers, his wallet, whatever he has on him that they can steal. And it's becoming a greater and greater issue in this nation. And you know, we that live in the burbs, we can tend to, in some ways, ignore it. But it's like concentric circles. You know, it starts in, say, Chicago, but it spreads, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden, you have Detroit and Chicago, and those concentric circles meet. And all of a sudden, this violence, which is highly addictive, I'm going to go into that in a second. Violence is a highly addictive product. I mean, there are people that love to go to war. There are people that love to fight. There are people that love to argue. I mean, they love it. That's where they get their satisfaction, is from that type of behavior, whether it's verbal fighting or actual physical fighting. They enjoy it. You know, and this is why I want to back up just a second, Dave. You know, in the book of Timothy, it's talking about the end of the times, and it says this: people will be swollen with conceit, and I just can't tell you how many people I go, and it's just go to their Facebook page or whatever, they want to become my friend, and it's like 9 million pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no thank you.
I know, I hear you.
You know, in every angle, it's just like, okay, no thank you. But it says lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, okay? So we're all going to love something, and I want to go back to the last program and just address it a little bit more, because I don't think I did it justice. Anybody can vet this out. So, and I'm reading an NPR story. Let's see, it's on NPR. It's on the New York Times, quite a few other things, news media's, and I'm going to go to the one. The NPR article that in a dopamine nation, overabundance keeps us craving more. And it says, we've been programmed to approach pleasure and avoid pain. But in this nation today, because pleasure is so easily accessible, it's like the drug addict. We have just absolutely sold ourselves out to pleasure, and there's an extreme danger in this. Now, when I say, you know, we're addicted, you know, just think of this, Dave. The fallen angels, they saw the daughters of men, and they couldn't resist themselves. They knew they were going to invoke the greatest of God's judgment on themselves if they went down and had relations with the human female women. Mm-hmm. But they did it anyhow, and they were cast into darkness forever because of it. If you read the Book of Enoch, they say it's 200. So, you know, the first, Steve Quayle and I were talking about this the other day, and he was, you know, all on board. So, you know, we have to understand dopamine, and excessive dopamine is the addiction process. Now, I've known people that are addicted before, and they will do anything. I remember reading the Adam Brown story, which he was a Navy SEAL, but in his early life, he was a hardcore drug addict. He burnt through every one of his friends, burnt through everything before he accepted the Lord. But that dopamine that you get from drugs just keeps driving and driving and driving and driving, because it is an actual physical addiction your body goes through. Once you keep delivering that dopamine at certain levels into your body, which we're doing in this country, you become thoroughly addicted. And if you stop that process, you know, all kinds of physiological and emotional and psychological things happen to your body. Your heart rate will go up. Your blood pressure will go up. You'll become anxious. You'll have anxiety, panic attacks, okay? And then, you know, physiologically, you can commit acts of violence, or whatever, to try to satisfy that. So let's just look at this for a bit, because this is a nation, and when Dave, you mentioned it, when they turn their phones off, when they turn the internet off, people are not going to be able to access, first of all, sex. You know, that's the number one thing that goes on the internet. And they won't be able to access that. And it's a very, very strong addiction. I've talked to people who've been addicted to that, and they just say, I can't give it up. I can't give it up. I can't give it up. I don't want to do it, but I can't give it up. And so just as the angels knew they were going to reap this great judgment if they did what they thought, you know, what they talked about, and they did do it. And then you actually have the drugs. And understand, in the book of Revelation, Dave, when it says sorcery, it means pharmakia. That's what in all occultic societies, which America's becoming a very occultic society, you see great drug use. I was just reading an article before we came on that drug use among college students is at a record high. So we have these elements here of addiction of a society, violence. We don't need even to speak of that. I mean, we see physical violence every day. The grossest type of physical violence, whether it's mass shootings or it's beating people up or it's, you know, just some elderly person walking down the street and get the daylights beat out of them by somebody just comes up to them for the fun of it. And that's all they're doing is for the fun of it. And it even goes into things like shopping. A story. My wife went over to this, she knew these people, went to a church, and they invited her over one time, and they said, "You're my size." And they lived in a very, very nice house, you know, millions of dollar house. And he said, "I have some extra clothes. Would you like them?" And my wife is thinking, well, hand-me-downs. So she goes, "Well, I'll look." And they went into the closet, and the lady had last year's clothes that she bought. And I'm talking about high-end clothing, Liz Claiborne or whatever that stuff is, you know, the high-end stuff. And the tags had not even been removed, Dave.
Oh.
She just hung up on the thing and because it's a dopamine addiction she has of buying stuff. Just buy. And then also the social media. So, Dave, I bring this up because when this stops, you take down the internet or the cell phone, the pornography stops, a lot of the drug funneling will stop because a lot of it's done on the dark web and, you know, people do it like that or, you know, through messengers and different things just by code words. Violence, a lot of the violence we see that has programmed our brain towards violence stops. Obviously, the shopping stops that you get and social media stops. How are people going to react to this, Dave? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We are going to go through dopamine deprivation withdrawal symptom, but I will say this too. It's not just the sex on the internet and so forth, just simple video games. We look at that as being relatively harmless, but our kids are so addicted to this stuff, they're going to be the ones that are going to be hit the hardest.
When I was working with youth group one time, I remember that one of the first versions of Grand Theft Auto came out, and the parents had bought it for the child as a Christmas gift, and I started watching it. And in that one, I mean, you would shoot police, and it was very graphic when you hit them, blood, you know. There was one thing in there that where they would go rape a hooker and then kill her. And I'm thinking, I went to the parents, I said, do you know what's in that game? Do you know what, but these are young children that are watching that kind of violence. And believe me, violence is highly addictive. When you're addicted to violence, it's a very difficult cycle to break yourself out of because, again, you get such an emotional, you know, dopamine dump from it. That's why people love to torture. That's why that's the psychopaths. They get such a pleasure out of it. Joseph Mengele from Germany. I won't even tell you what he did. You know, but when he was watching people being gassed or being operated on in horrible ways, he would actually get sexual pleasure from it. And so when the music stops here, Dave, you have to excuse me, this is a little bit of remnant from COVID. When the music stops, you're going to have a nation of people that are going to have to make serious adjustment. It would be like being a hardcore, you know, addict and going cold turkey, just stopping. Because it's not that you want to stop like that, it's just that it's forced upon you. And this is going to tie into the other thing we're going to talk about, which is the latest, you know, Adolf Biden, what he's been doing, mandating 100 million people to get vaxxed. That any business over 100 people will have to have everybody vaxxed in it. Now, Dave, do you think it'll stop at 100, or do you think that the 100 is where they're going to start, and then it's going to be 50, 25, 10? Everybody. That's the way they'll do it. Because most business in the United States is small business, less than 100 employees. So, you know, the small businesses in this country had better pay attention. Now, with that, did you know, Dave, that there's an exemption for illegal aliens and being vaxxed?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, I saw an exchange yesterday. The Fox News White House correspondent, his name escapes me, does a good job. He said to Jen Psaki, he said, "Now you're mandating vaccines for all Americans in businesses of 100 people or more, but you're not mandating it for illegal aliens." And she goes, "Yes," and then went on to the next question with no ability to follow up.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanity. It's like the whole thing of wearing a mask and doing your social distancing and all that, but yet the borders are just wide open, and people with COVID are coming into this country and whatever else they're bringing with them, and they're just spreading it. So, Dave, it has nothing to do with control of a disease. It has everything to do with control of people. You know, and now they're talking about, you know, if you don't get vaxxed, let's go down the list of the mark of the beast list, okay? You can't travel. They're saying no plane travel, Well, again, that's where they'll start because most people travel by plane. If they're going to travel anywhere, most people travel by plane. Some people drive, but they train. But it is going to go to you can't cross state lines. You can't cross county lines. That's where they'll take it. Now, if you think that's excessive, well, just look 2 years ago from where we were 2 years ago to today. I mean, it's been an insane ride of tyranny for the last 2 years. You know, where they all came out and started saying, you know, we're not going to do this, we're not going to force that, and now they're all on board, full draconian tyranny in the United States. You do not have any right to object. Okay, so just imagine your plans: no family vacations, no travel, whatever. If you work across state county lines, or if you're close enough to a state where you work across state lines, you can't go to your job. You're not going to be able to go to your job if you're a federal employee unless you get vaxxed. You're not going to be able to, you're going to get court-martialed if you don't get vaxxed if you're in the military. If you're a business right now with over 100 people and you don't get vaxxed, you won't be able to work. I mean, so, Dave, can you see this thing just shrinking in? And that means planes, trains, and automobiles, to steal the movie line. You know, they'll just keep shrinking it in and shrinking it in and shrinking it in. So travel is going to definitely be affected. And I would tell people right now, if there's any travel that you need to do for any reason whatsoever, get it done. The next thing is school. I mean, that's a no-brainer. The school is going to make sure, especially higher education, we see it happening all over college campuses right now. And again, it's like my barometer on the desk that I mentioned. These are puzzle pieces that you start putting together. Dave, how many stories have you read of colleges kicking students out or faculty not being able to work because they haven't been jabbed?
Exactly. It's all over the place.
It's everywhere. And yet, for some reason, And I know why, because we've been trained to think in pleasure and not reason. There's a quote, and I forgot who said it, but it says where entertainment increases, civilization decreases, because the way our thinking process works changes. We're thinking again from pleasure. Okay, what's going to give me the next pleasure? Is it going to be shopping? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be an affair? Is it going to be drugs? Whatever it's going to be, I need that pleasure. We're no longer taught to think like maybe our founding fathers or the Greek philosophers, that, you know, what's good for society, what's, you know, let's build a society up with education, knowledge, understanding. We don't do that anymore. We go to school and they teach them, you know, just the most perverse, vile things. Sometimes teaching kindergarten books, they're reading porn books in kindergarten.
I know.
It's just, what in the world's going on? They're not teaching them math. They're not teaching them critical thinking. They're just teaching them just this absolute perversion. So, but anyhow, that's what's coming. And the last thing here, Dave, is this. It's going to be food. We harp on it all the time. Food. Because I'm telling you, you can't go to a supermarket. You're not vaxxed. You might sneeze on the broccoli. You're going to be walking by people. Or, you know, you're going to be touching things. And you've not been vaxxed. So you can't go to the grocery store. Dave, what kind of control mechanism is that?
Well, all I can say is it's absolute tyranny like this country's never seen.
Yeah, and throw on top of it the digital currency that they're doing, which, you know, it might sound like, well, that's a pretty secure way of doing things. But once you go to a digital currency, you lose every ounce of privacy you have ever had. Nothing. And the control mechanism for a digital currency on top of the COVID, because money's dirty, it's going to spread disease, you know, it's you can't have it anymore. Once you do that, then, Dave, the food's out. Storage food will be gone. Anything that you need to do to prep is going to be gone, because they already think people who prep are, you know, dangerous people to society. I mean, they say it, you know, coded sometimes not so coded, that if you're a gardener, if you grow too much food, if you're storing food, obviously we know what they think of preppers or people that, you know, store food. They think we're just, you know, oddballs out there. And so they will have the ability, and I've said this so many times, they will have the ability, Dave, because you cannot just go down and pay someone in cash you know, for what you want, you have to do it digitally. And I don't know if you've caught the story, Joe Biden is going to put the IRS on steroids.
Yeah, where, I saw that. Anything over $600
that we've done. Every American does is going to come under scrutiny.
Yeah.
Now, this is the picture. It's being put together. So we have a super empowered IRS that if you go down and buy a piece of bubble gum, it's going to be recorded. And, you know, they're going to add it all up. Well, he makes $25,000 a year, but it looks like he's spending more than that. Again, I'm not saying don't pay your taxes, but, you know, they're going to be doing this, and the incentive to these agents will be to, you know, find money. And the pain for the American people is going to be mind-boggling.
Well, I think we're missing one big thing here. This is a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's spying.
Absolutely.
Without a warrant. This sets the Fourth Amendment on its ear. Bob, you sit tight just for a second. We need to take our first break. And ladies and gentlemen, as you're hearing Bob Griswold, who's, I would say, the resident expert on survival, you need to hear this and hear this clearly. Right now, you need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And that's just a brief course. But your ability to purchase any of these is in jeopardy because hyperinflation looms on the future. We cannot absorb the debt. I predict that when the $3.5 trillion debacle passes and pushes us close to the $40 trillion debt limit, that we're going to collapse economically. You can only put so many zeros at the end of money. So what are you going to do? You got a short window here, and I'm going to talk to you about food. I think food is the number one issue here, storable food. We have restaurant quality food. I don't pretend it's organic. It's not. But it's not harmful. It's going to get you through what you need. And you probably need up to 2 years. DHS and FEMA say 6 months. You get 2,000 calories per day, and there's diversity in the food, so you don't habituate to the same food, because research shows you'll actually stop eating if that happens. That's right. You'll starve to death if you keep eating the same thing over and over. So what do? You go to preparewithdave.com. You'll also find a special there as well, too. And coming out the other side of every economic calamity, assuming that we all survive intact, you'll have wealth issues to deal with. If you keep your money in the bank, you're screwed. And I'm just going to be blunt. You know, I don't care how crude it sounds. It's perfectly blunt. You are screwed if you keep your money in the bank. If you convert to precious metals and get in investment programs, and with people that know what they're doing, then you're going to have a better chance to survive. And wealth is relative. And when you come out the other side and you have gold and the other person doesn't, well, then they're screwed. So what you need to do right now is give Noble Gold a call and at least have the no-pressure conversation with them about what your options are. I went from being an advertiser to a customer of Noble Gold for good reason. Yes, we still advertise for them, but I am one of their happy customers. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And then finally, communication. And Bob has a lot to say about this stuff, but I'm a firm believer that everyone needs to have a sat phone. Yes, we can talk about shortwave and CB, and this is all important stuff. But if you're traveling in your car and you're in a remote region, I mean, the safety value of having a sat phone can't be overstated. And we have, I think, a really good product available to you. 855 is what you want to call. 855-980-5830. And the sales are off the charts. They're selling out periodically. So it would behoove you to jump into this now before the inevitable economic collapse of this country takes over and you can't afford to buy anything. So if you notice what we do at the Common Sense Show, these are things that I think you're going to need. We turn down superfluous advertising offers. Not that anything's wrong with the people or the companies or the products, but we're focusing strictly on what I think we need in these times of crises. And I hope that you take advantage of these opportunities. Well, we're speaking with Bob Griswold, if you're just joining us, and we're running through the litany of Biden tyranny. We have never had a dictatorship in this country such as this. And I'm going to say this too. People say, well, what about Franklin Roosevelt and the socialism of the New Deal and the Second New Deal? Yes, you have a point. However, he saved us from having a revolution. He did not take us into Nazi fascism, Gestapo tactics at the same time that Hitler did. And he could have done that, and he did not do that. And much of what he did, the Public Works Project, the Civilian Conservation Corps, all of these endeavors helped people in this country, put food on the table. And I'm not a fan of socialism, but I'm a less of a fan of starvation. And so don't make that comparison between Roosevelt and Biden. Roosevelt wanted the country to continue. Roosevelt wanted to win World War II. We have a president that wants to, and I'm going to try to watch my language here, he wants to screw you. He screwed the Afghans who supported us. He screwed thousands of Americans that are still left behind, and they're being hunted by the Taliban. And don't tell me that's not true, folks. We've heard in the media the satellite phone calls from inside the country asking for help played on Fox News. Listen to me. He's screwing everything. And now, I'll give you one example before we go back to Bob. You got a guy, he's taken the first vaccination. He can't take a second because he almost died from the first. And all of his doctors, two experts, you know, specialists, one primary care, have written medical exemptions, and the CDC is ignoring this. Everyone has to take the vaccine, even if you die. This is who rules our country now. Satan is in the White House. Make no mistake about it. Bob, back to you.
Well, Dave, you know, you mentioned so many things right here, supply chain. You know, I was looking to get a John Deere Gator. That's like a little, it's like a little go-kart type thing, but it has a, you know, you can, has a little bed in it, and so it's good for farm work, excellent for farm work. Dave, 6 months. That's how long? 6 months.
I hear you.
6 months to get
it's
one.
It's not way. And everything.
Again, it's intelligence, Dave. Listen, people. It's intelligence. The food shortages, the government paying people not to grow food is intelligence. It paints a picture. It's a barometer of society. Dave, I can't say that any stronger. And let me say something. You know, now, I like eating organic food. I do. I like drinking Pellegrino. I like Pellegrino. But I understand during the apocalypse, I'm not going to be able to go down and buy a bottle of Pellegrino with some kind of organic food. Do you know, if you've ever read anything of the Soviet concentration camps where they sent Solzhenitsyn and, you know, all these other guys, you know, there was ones that did lumber. You know what they ate? They made sawdust bread.
Yeah, I heard. I remember that story.
They had axle grease. They would eat it. That's how hungry they got. And you can research this. I'm not making this up. It's not anecdotal. It's not hyperbole. You can go and read it for yourself. Eating sawdust, that's how hungry you become. Sawdust. Hitler did that towards the end of World War II. They were putting sawdust in the bread because there wasn't enough bread to go around, so they just expanded it with sawdust. I've just read an article today, and this just gives you, well, they wouldn't do that. Let's address that they wouldn't do that, people. Most honey that is sold in your big box stores has corn syrup, beet syrup. It's not all honey. You think you're buying 100% real honey, but you're not, because they've put stuff in it. I mean, it goes all the way down to the drug addict. What does he do? He gets pure whatever, XYZ drug, and he cuts it. Now, I mean, the big box stores operate on the same principle, Dave. They take and they cut it. I mean, it's just like sea salt. I mean, real salt, sea salt. They say salt's bad for you. Do you know why? Because they've stripped all the good stuff out of it, which they sell, and you're eating sodium and chlorine instead of the 89 minerals that come in most natural salts. I mean, you know, it's a practice that's happening now. So for the people, they wouldn't do that, people. They do it all the time, okay? And so when this thing does hit, bugs, whatever bugs, fake meat, and again, we mentioned this last time, I noticed now more and more next to the hamburger or bison or whatever, I'm seeing, you know, veggie meat.
I know,
And you mentioned Roosevelt. Yes, I mean, the thing about Roosevelt versus the thing about Biden, first of all, the people in Roosevelt, they had to work. Biden's paying them not to work. I mean, that's a really good contrast.
That's an excellent contrast.
I mean, they had to go and build dams, roads, you know, whatever, even sweeping stuff. They had to go work and actually put a hard day's work in. Biden pays them to sit around and, you know, download porn and play video games all day long. So that's the difference, what we see going on right now. But it's incremental steps that got us here. Roosevelt could not have done that. The country wouldn't have tolerated. But because of the frog syndrome, we've been slowly boiled alive. Now, We can do things like that. We can spend trillions and trillions of dollars, where, you know, $3.5 trillion, probably, you know, half a billion of that will go to the American people, and the rest of it will go to, you know, corporations, pet projects, Swiss accounts, you know, all kinds of sweetheart deals. Well, I forget what they call them, earmarks. It'll just go here, there, and everywhere. And, you know, maybe a half a billion of that will go to people. $3 trillion will go to, you know, whoever they want to do that. But again, Dave, the food is the control mechanism of society. It has historically been the control mechanism of society. It's the reason the Soviet Union made sure there was never enough food on the shelves, because if Ivan is looking for food, he's not out there with signs protesting against the Soviet system. So Ivan was always kept running in circles looking for food. He had to go to the store to get maybe just a little bit of meat, if he could get it. He had to run over here to get bread, milk. I mean, it was just always, you know, run to get some food. Eventually, that system broke down, and it became a black market system. Most of the Soviet economy, by the time it collapsed, had become a black market society, where people were doing, you know, paying obscene amounts to get real food or whatever they wanted, because it was totally unavailable from the government stores. They wouldn't provide it, because, you know, why, if I'm a butcher and I can pilfer off, you know, half the meat I am allotted through the Soviet system, and I have to sell, you know, hamburger at whatever, $5 a pound, but there's none left because everybody's bought it, but then I've kept so much of the hamburgers behind and I'm selling it for $25 a pound, black market. I mean, good grief, that's the way the economy's going to go. And you talked about this $3.5 trillion heading towards the $40 trillion. When it happens, Dave, that's what people don't understand. You're not going to get stuff at the grocery stores. There's going to be limited stuff there. People will be online. We've seen what happens, you know, at Christmas time, and they have these special TVs at Walmart. People just climb over top of each other for a freaking TV set. Excuse me, I shouldn't have said that. But, I mean, they climb over each other, beat each other for some stupid TV set. What are they going to do when it's food? And Dave, please listen, people. It's historic. This is not something we're conjecturing that would happen. This has happened hundreds of times throughout the humanity's history, that the governments have used food to control people. I mean, you look at what Joseph did in the Old Testament when he had all the wheat in the country. Okay, you can have wheat, but it's going to cost you $50, okay? They didn't have bucks back then, but $50. Well, okay, and so he comes back the next time. Well, I don't have $50. Well, it'll cost you your mule. Well, how will I earn a living? Well, it doesn't matter. If you want wheat, you can get $50. You can give me a mule. Okay, next time he comes back, well, I don't have any money. I don't have any mules. Well, how about one of your children? We'll put them in a slave. Oh, well, I don't want to do that. Well, then you'll starve. And then it finally ended up where it's like, okay, I want your property. If you want to eat, I want your property. Now, you can read it.
That's what it's coming down to, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dave. Going back that far, it's been used as a control mechanism to control people. So this is what I tell people. First of all, if you don't have water, you gotta have water. You gotta have the ability to filter water. You don't want to be on the bad side of that equation and get some type of waterborne disease, especially when, you know, it's gonna require physical prowess as much as we can generate, and so you don't want to be on that side. So water filtration is going to be critical, because you don't eat if you don't have water. You'll die quicker. But providing you've provided for water. You know, even if you live on the ocean, go online and just read about making a solar still. I can distill salt water from the sun and drink it. It'll be good. And it's super easy to make a solar still. So if you got billions and trillions of gallons of seawater, you can distill it fairly easy with the sun. But anyhow, that's another thing. But food is going to be your control mechanism. And when the digital currency, on top of the COVID and all the other control mechanisms that they're putting in place right now, come full circle, you can't go grocery shopping. Again, you might sneeze on the broccoli. You get near people. You touch cans. You can have COVID on your hand and touch a can, and somebody else is going to touch it. I mean, that's what's going to come down to. So you can't grocery shop. Now, I can tell you, at that point, most people got to cave because they've not prepared not to cave. You know, they've prepared themselves. I have 3 days, 4 days, 2 weeks worth of food most in my house. So it's going to come down to where, you know, and you know, it's either I take a shot that might kill me or I starve to death that will kill me. And you know, that's the choice you'll have. Now, if you are wise, you'll see this coming and you'll prepare for it. I mean, there's just so many ways to prepare. And again, we all like to eat organic. But keep in mind the Soviets that ate axle grease and sawdust that were in those labor camps.
Well, that's the same thing they're doing equivalent to bugs and, you know, the insects and the fake lab meat and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just a different derivation.
So, and you know, speaking of the COVID vaccination thing, there's a study out that just came out. It says young males are six times more likely to suffer from heart problems after being jabbed than they will from a hospitalization due to COVID. Now, what you know, if I injure, say, my tricep, I can, you know, let it heal, and I go to the gym and do tricep exercises and build my tricep back. And, you know, I've done that. I've had injuries before, and all of a sudden your arm gets a lot weaker because you're not working it out, and you go to the gym, and you kind of humiliated when you first start again because you got to go back and start working it again, but eventually you get it all back. When your heart has damage, Dave, your heart doesn't repair itself. You lose 10% function in your heart muscle. That's with you for the rest of your life. It is. In fact, it goes on to say, if I can find it, that you know, children who face the highest risk of cardiac adverse events are boys aged 12 to 15. Right before they start to become men, you know, all the testosterone, they become men, you damage their heart. So what happens? They can't become real men. Because all of a sudden, they go out to try to play soccer or baseball or football, and they can't generate the wind power of the oxygen. Their blood oxygen content won't reach it because it's been damaged. You see how it all paints together, Dave? It's a picture that all paints together because it's intelligence. And what we're doing right now is we're taking raw intelligence and you're putting it together and we're trying to decipher what's coming out of it. What do these bits of intelligence say? Well, we don't have to go too far because they've actually admitted what it says. Our intent is to kill 7 billion people, to control the rest, to give you, you know, basically stuff that will keep you in a state of zombification because the food won't really nourish you, and you'll just be caught in a wheel that work for us so that we can enjoy our pleasure. You know, we'll have all the beautiful women, we'll have all the nice housing, we'll have this, that, and the other thing. And you'll just live in just some kind of high rise with 100 square feet and, you know, eating bugs and lab food. Dave,
wow.
That sounds
it's bad.
Way out there, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
And we're not making it up. And on top of it, Biden is saying, you know, anybody who resists this mandate, any governor, I mean, he's threatening the governors of this country. If you resist me, I will run over you. That's what he said, I'll run over you. You know, and you know, would he do that? Well, we're now reading that he knew when he dropped those bombs in Afghanistan, he blew up a social worker and like six or seven children.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
I mean, he knew
tragic.
It.
Tragic. Tragic.
I mean, so it was done for public relations to say, oh, big bad Biden just killed a bunch of terrorists. He killed children. Now, that's a war crime. That is a war crime. Now, if he's willing to commit war crimes like that and kill children, I mean, he's for abortion. I'll bomb him. I'll blow him up. Dave, just take that the next logical steps. It's not hard to figure out because I doubt if he's even one pulling the string. Susan Rice might be, but, you know, and Kamala Harris is somewhere, I don't know where she's at, in hiding. But anyhow, read the intelligence. It's there. They're admitting, what, 8.39% inflation right now? We know it's a lot more than that because they're reducing the size of portions they're providing. At the same time, the prices are going up. I mean, and that 8.39, does what is it? It doesn't take housing, gasoline, and, oh gosh, I've got the third thing. It doesn't even take those into consideration. So, Dave, okay, just quick, a nation of dopamine addicts. So we're addicted. and they know we're addicted, and they know we can't stop, and they know when they pull the plug, the addiction of whatever addiction you have is going to be horrible. You won't be able to do that. And I mentioned last time about the young girls that go to the emergency room, they take their cell phone away from them. A lot of times they have to call security because they'll just freak out and start tearing stuff up in the emergency room. This was told to me by somebody who works in an emergency room. So we have this nation of people who've grown not to be intellectual, but to be pleasure stimulated. Okay, very dangerous. I mean, I can't express how dangerous that is in and of itself. We have Biden now telling people 100 million are you going to have to get vaccinated. This is not the military, which is going to have it done. This is not the federal government, which people are going to have to make a choice whether to get it done. He's telling anybody, private business, dictating to them what you're going to have done. And it'll start at 100, and then they're going to say, well, 50, 25, 10, everybody. That's the way it works. They're not going to tell that to begin with. They try to slowly work into it, and you brought up the good point from Roosevelt to Biden, how incrementally the federal government grew into where now we have this absolute behemoth that's on our hands that thinks they can steamroll over anything, your rights, my rights. It doesn't matter. We'll just steamroll over them. I can sell my country out, make money of it. But if you do it, you go to jail. I mean, you know, it's just that. So this is the condition we're at right now, Dave. And I just want to tell people, get right with the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's going to be the most important thing, having that moral standard that will be infused to you by the Holy Spirit to where you can stand in the face of evil. One of the early church fathers, a disciple of John, Polycarp, at 84 years old, they burn him alive at the stake, and they gave him one last opportunity to deny his faith. And he goes, I forgot, for 60, 80 some years I've served my Lord, and you expect me not to do it now. And the only way people can do that, Dave, is because they have something inside of them that does not come from this world. It comes from the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And if you don't have that power, I don't care how much guns, food, ammo you have, at the end of the day, you're going to morally collapse. You just won't be able to stand. You'll morally cave in. And say, no, I'm just going to go along with it. And, you know, I just want to go along to get along and, you know, that. And then the second thing which I brought up is, you know, whatever physical condition you're in right now, try to make it better. You know, Dave, I know you've been working out a lot. I know a lot of people that are starting to take this serious because if you are health impaired, and there are people that are generally health impaired, they can't change it. And I understand that. But there are people that are health impaired because they've brought it upon themselves, who died or whatever. You really need to address that and start getting to where you can do more and more physical things. And that means maybe cutting the Ben and Jerry's out or whatever, you know, to make them.
You're right about that.
I say Ben and Jerry's because, Dave, I don't eat it.
I love milkshakes, but you know what? They're not in my life
you know,
anymore.
Cookie dough. Oh, God.
Stop. I don't need to.
I'm going to hang up and go get some Ben and Jerry's.
If you don't stop talking, I'm going to head into the fridge. But you're absolutely – everything you're saying here makes so much sense. But here's the thing that I really am curious about. When do people say enough and they stand up? Is that going to happen? What does it take? What do you think?
You know, there was only 315 key players in the Soviet, the Bolshevik takeover on the Soviet Union. 315 key players. You look at Adolf Hitler, and when he first started, it was very, very small. People didn't resist it. They didn't do anything. You know, history is filled with these super tyrants coming to power. And if they just been resisted at front, they would never have been able to come to power. Hitler would never have been able to come to power if they had resisted him. If people had read Mein Kampf, My Struggle, and they had said, whoa, this guy's a jerk. He's evil. Look what he wants to do. Well, we're not going to have anything to do with him. German people, this guy, you know, he doesn't belong in government. He belongs in a mental institution. But people don't do that, Dave. Because they get along. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be the guy who's, you know, out there, you know, warning the alarm bell, because it just makes me look weird, and that's what goes along. So society today moves along with it. I would say most people in society, well, at least a few years ago, would say, you know, to take a 6-7-year-old and do a sex change operation, they would say it's child abuse. It's insanity. But, you know, because nobody has really stood up to it, they didn't have information dominance. The news media kept telling people this, that, and the other thing. It was okay. This is the way it is. And people wouldn't stand up. Now, we're starting to see some blowback now, which is good. But generally, people allow the tyranny to run its course before they realize, you know, this is not good. And that's the biblical pattern. God sent judgment on the nation of Israel, and they got under oppression. They were taken over, and in their misery, they cried out to Almighty God. They repented, and God sent them a deliverer. Now, that's generally the thing that's going to happen. All the way up to the end, during the Great Tribulation, where we're going to have the super, super tyrant, the Antichrist, and God's people going to cry out for a deliverer, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his second advent. That's the ultimate deliverer that's going to come. But right now, if we follow history, people will be quiet. I mean, just look at it today. They have to be quiet. If you mention anything of political incorrectness, I mean, no matter how much it is, and you realize if I say it today, it might be 20 years later that they get me on it. We see this happening. So I said something 20 years ago, and they're going to fire me today because I said it 20 years ago.
You know where we saw that in the game of Jeopardy? The all-time winner, Ken Jennings, was going to be the new host replacing Alex Trebek, but they didn't like something he said in a tweet over 10 years ago. And now,
but
now
Joe Biden called
the
black guy boy,
huh?
And Joe Biden, you saw him. He called that black man a boy, which is a super pejorative if you're a black person, you know. But he called him boy the other day, and you know, if you're elite, special, you can get away with it. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, you can be a pedophile. Doesn't matter. So the elite aren't under those controls. It's just us. I mean, if you're elite, you can give 16,000 pair of night vision to your enemy, and you just write it off the books. Doesn't exist. It's disappeared out of the government inventory. But now, what has made the U.S. military, one of the key elements that's made the U.S. military such a formidable force, is the absolute staggering nature of our thermal and night vision capabilities. Well, we just gave it all that technology away. And nothing will happen. Nothing will happen to these people. The other day I mentioned that deputy mayor of New York had dozens of, you know, black guns in his house, fake FBI badges, everything. And we'll see what happens to him. We'll see what happens to Cuomo. I mean, he got kicked out of office, but I'd be curious to see if he's ever arrested for what he did. Sexual harassment, as far as if I did it, you did it, we go to jail. If I was responsible for 12,000 people dying, I probably would go to jail. Not probably, I would, but so they get away with it. But again, what we've talked about this morning, Dave, is this: data. You need to take the data you hear, that you read, and not just on this program, what you pick up during the day, even if you go to mainstream news media, it's there. I mean, you're going to have to do this. My father always taught me within an argument, invert the argument. You know, if somebody's pointing this that way, just turn the argument on its head, turn it upside down. So what you're reading on mainstream news satanic media, you have to understand, turn it upside down and look at it from the other point of view, because that's generally going to be the correct point of view. So if it's, you know, if they're saying it's black, it's probably white. If they're saying it's white, it's probably black. That's the way you have to approach it when you read that, and then you can decipher it and pull up the gems of intelligence that you need. You know, if you see gold continue to go up, like you mentioned, the noble gold, I mean, you know, it's just, Dave, I mean, when I remember it was $275 an ounce, and now what is it, you know, almost $2,000 an ounce. So, I mean, if you bought gold back then, you've protected your assets tremendously, and it'll go up and down. You'll see it go up and down, but overall, I'm just looking at it right now, the 30-day change is plus $35. So in the last 30 days, it's gone up $35 an ounce. It'll go down some, but overall, that has been the thing, and that's intelligence. I can look at it and say, look, there's a curve to gold, and it's definitely, people know that our dollars are becoming worth less and less and less. The paper money really has no intrinsic value to it at all, just what we attribute to it, but it does have intrinsic value. So people understand that. You see that natural thing. So if you want to protect your wealth, you don't go and buy lots of dollars. You just don't do it because, you know, when they dump that $3.5 trillion on the market, your dollars are going to become a whole lot less valuable. You're going to see greater and greater inflation happening, and you just lose the value of that money. So all these things we're talking about are bits of intelligence. Now, again, you get raw intelligence, and you need to interpret that intelligence so that you can come up with a product that actually tells you what's really happening. I mean, you know, the government gets in all kinds of intelligence every day from people, and there's analysts that sit there and take that intelligence and try to come up with a reasonable idea of what's really going on. Now, what we're doing is this is intelligence 101, but, you know, they're the ones saying this. We're going to control communication. I remember the that old program, I forgot what it was, The Twilight Zone. You know, we control the TV. We control the vertical.
I'm going to correct you on this, Bob, because I used to watch the show and go hide under the bed as a little kid. It was The Outer Limits.
Outer Limits. Okay, sorry. But they've admitted that our purpose of school is to indoctrinate. They've admitted they will use food as a weapon. They've admitted right now that planes, trains, automobiles, if you don't get jabbed, forget it. They've perpetrated this horrible pornography, sex, drugs, violence on our society, knowing the detrimental effects that it has on the family and people's psychology to begin with, that all of a sudden, if we can't get them addicted to heroin, we'll get them addicted to all kinds of things because we've figured out how the brain works, and dopamine's dopamine. It doesn't matter. If it's eating, we'll just, you can just go eat yourself to death. If it's drugs, sex, whatever you want, social media, we'll just give you all you want of it and get you so addicted that if we threaten you with the, taking that away from you, if you're a heroin addict and, I say I'll provide you all the heroin you want as long as you do what I say. But if you go against me, I'm taking it away from you. Well, most heroin addicts have probably gone through a withdrawal cycle once or twice, and they know it is brutal. It's horrible. And so the government has everybody addicted, and now what they're doing, they're threatening you. We're going to take it away from you. Because Dave, they know, and they know that the withdrawal from whatever your addiction is going to be brutal.
Well, how about addiction to food? They're going to take that away.
Exactly.
And Bob,
exactly.
We're approaching the end here, and I want to take just a minute here and give you a couple minutes to talk about your business, because we've established the fact we're in a tyranny. It's not going anywhere. There could be a civil war over this. There's no question. When you talk about removing governors, that's civil war talk. So, Bob, people need to prepare. They need to be able to step outside the system. I just did a podcast on this last night. People need to try to be as independent of the system as possible. How can you help them at what you do at Ready Made Resources?
Well, again, I've had quite a large experience. I've done a lot of traveling. I've been in places where preparation and survival are key elements to staying alive. Give me a call. I'll talk with you. And I have people call me every week just asking me questions. And and I'll gladly talk with you and try to come up with a plan for you. And again, there's a lot, one size doesn't fit all when it comes to preparation. So, do you live in the north? You live in the south? Cold, hot, old people, young people, babies. I mean, there's so many things that come into an equation that to put together a correct prep plan that if you just, try to hodgepodge it, you'll do okay. But you could probably save yourself a lot of money, refine it, and do a much better job if you approach it with some knowledge behind it. Dave, the sat phone, I've got one on my desk, but I do recommend.
Let me ask you this, what are your best sellers?
Night vision.
Yeah, exactly.
And because people know what it is. Dave, if you don't have it 12 hours a day, you're not going to be able to see anything, do anything. And that's when the zombies come out. That's when the vampires come out, is at night. Night vision and other products, I don't want to go into it too much, but we do a fair amount with people wanting some, right now they're understanding the possibility of World War III and nuclear weapons, so the radiation meters, protective masks, which I'll just throw out a freebie. A lot of people, they buy a protective mask. The hardest part of using a protective mask, Dave, is taking it off. Because if you've needed it and it's contaminated, you better know what you're doing when you take it off, because you can protect yourself, save your life, touch the mask, cross-contaminate, and die. So I can help people. If people call me, I'll tell them how to do it. Yeah, it's not that hard.
Well, let's go to that, because we're just about out of time. How do people call you?
800-627-3809. Again, that's 800-627-3809. Or just go to Ready Made Resources, all one word, readymaderesources.com. Our website's there. You can peruse the website. If you have questions, give me a call. I'll be glad to answer it.
Very good. Well, Bob, thanks so much. Interesting stuff. Appreciate it. And we'll be talking soon.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.